公园与聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年1月8日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到 Radha Charan Prabhu， 我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda。
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare。 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare。
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare。 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare。
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Sanatan Goswami in the science of the Absolute Truth.
今天我们继续来阅读《永恒的璀璨莲经》是《璀璨莲经》的《Madhya Lila》中篇逍遥的第20章。主师崔丹娘马哈帕布教导萨南坦戈斯瓦米有关绝对真理的科学。
So, we're going to continue today Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presentation.
我们今天再来继续崔丹娘马哈帕布的讲话。
Which is an answer to Sanatan Goswami's question.
这是对萨南坦戈斯瓦米的问题的解答。
And this question is a generic question which applies to not just one or two individuals, but to all human beings.
这是一些有关本源的一些问题的答案，那不仅仅是对受条件限制的灵魂，是对所有的生物体的答案。
And that question is very simple. It's, who am I?
那么这个问题的答案呢？这个问题就是，我是谁？
Now, many people may be asking such a question.
可能有很多人会提出这样的一个问题。
And as a matter of fact, many people in times of confusion or in times of bewilderment or depression, people wonder who they are and really, what is the purpose of life?
那么，当人处在一种非常迷惑啊，非常困顿的时候，或者是非常压抑的时候，可能就会提出这样的一个问题：为什么是这样的？一切的原因是什么
？And they may get many different answers.
那可能呢，他们会想出不同的答案。
But those answers belong to the realm of experimentation.
但是所有这些问题的思考依然是在一种试验的一种范围之内的。
Or they, come from speculation,
或者是一种思辨的结果
or some vague concepts,
或者是一种比较模糊的概念
whereas when we get an answer to such an important question, which comes from Krishna himself, then that answer is absolute.
但是呢，针对这样的一个问题的答案，如果是从 Krishna 本人那里获取的，那么这就被称为绝对的知识。
In other words, if you try to get out of material entanglement by getting the help of someone who is as entangled as you are, then there is no chance of being disentangled.
那换句话说，当你身受束缚的时候，如果你也只是求助于一个像你一样被捆绑的一个人，那么你就不可能找到一种解脱的方法。
And Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the drowning man.
Srila Prabhupada 呢就举了一个例子，这就好比是一个溺水的人。
If you are walking along the ocean and you see someone drowning,
比如说你在海边走，然后看到一个人快被淹死了。
You only have two options. Either you go into the ocean to save that man, or you watch that man drown.
那么这个时候呢，只有两个选择，一个就是你也跳到这个海里去，去救这个人；还有一种就是你眼睁睁的看着这个人溺水而亡。
Now, if you're going to save that person, it means that obviously you know how to swim.
那如果说你决定跳到海里面去救这个人的话，那很显然你应当持水性。
Otherwise, you would have no confidence to get into the water.
否则的话，你就不可能有跳到水里的这番勇气。
And if you don't know how to swim, it means that you have no experience and you have no knowledge.
那如果说你不会游泳的话，那就说明你完全没有游泳的经验，也没有这方面的知识。
But then Prabhupada gives a third option.
不过呢，释迦帕巴还给了第三个选择。
He said some people claim to know how to swim.
他说呢，有些人自称会游泳。
But all they do is save the coat of the person who is drowning.
但是呢，他们做的最多也就是把这个快淹死的人的衣服救起来。
So the person is drowned, but he said, I saved that person, I've got his coat.
那这个被就是你想去救的那个人其实已经淹死了，但是你还沾沾自喜的说，哦，我救了他，但实际上你只是救了他的一件外衣而已。
So in other words, there are many people who claim to know the truth about who I am.But actually, they don't have the qualifications, and they are not in a position to save anyone.
那换句话说，有些人自称我已经找到了我是谁的这样的一个答案，但是呢，实际上呢，他们根本就没有这方面的知识，嗯，他们也不知道该怎么去救人，他们对于这个知识一无所知。
To be saved from drowning into the ocean, we need.External help.
那如果说要去救一个即将溺水而亡的人，我们需要有一些外在的帮助。
And this is the what I want to talk about today.
这就是我今天要讲的。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, we have to always remember about his identity.
首先呢，我们要牢记的就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的真实身份。
Of course, we all understand that he is none different than Krishna.
当然我们知道呢，他不是别人，就是 Krishna.
And that he appeared 500 years ago to establish the process by which people can come out of material illusion.
在500年前，他降临在这个世界上。他教导了一种方法，使得人们能够从这个物质世界中解脱出来。
And the most powerful process which he offered was the chanting of Hare Krishna.
这种最有力量的途径呢，就是唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
But also the process of devotional service.
与此伴随的还有就是奉爱服务的程序。
And the association of devotees.
还有和奉献者的联谊。
And very powerful transcendental knowledge.
还有最有力量的就是超然的知识。
So he is the best authority to answer Sanatan Goswami's question.
所以呢，要去回答 Sanatan Goswami 提出的问题，他就是一位最出色、最杰出的一位权威人士。
Now Prabhupada explains that this is the science of the absolute truth.
那释迦帕帕称其为有关绝对真理的科学。
And oftentimes Prabhupada describes Krishna consciousness or Bhakti Yoga.Not as a religious process, but as a science.
那释迦帕帕呢，经常称 Krishna 知觉为一种一门科学，而不是某一种宗教。
And science means that this is something that you can measure.
科学的意思就是你是可以去精细的丈量的。
Of course, not all scientific experiments will result in something positive.
当然并不是所有的科学的这个试验都可以得出正面的结论。
all experimental scientific experiments are the same.
就是并不是所有的这个试验都能够得出想要的这个成果，但是呢，这个科学的这个程序试验的这个那么它要经过三个阶段。
One is observation.
第一个就是观察。
The second is experiment.
第二个叫做试验。
And the third is the result.
第三个就是结论。
So in material science, we know that there is constant so-called success and failures.
那么在这个物质意义上的这个科学，我们知道呢，它不断的都要经历这种成功和失败的历程。
But following the same procedure when it comes to understanding the absolute truth and realizing the science of Bhakti Yoga, the procedure is the same, but the result is amazing.
那么当你也有这样的一种科学的这种方法去验证这个绝对真理的时候，这个程序呢，是和这个世俗意义上的这个科学是非常的相似的，但是其结果却可以让你惊喜。
So, it's not that only a few people will be able to benefit from this scientific process, but it's actually related to all living entities.
那么这样的一个科学的途径，这个试验的这个程序，不仅仅可以让一部分人受益，而且可以让众生受益。
And this was clearly demonstrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he entered the Jarikanda forest.
那将当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 进入到 Jarikanda 森林的时候，其实呢，他就证实了这一点。
All the living entities in the forest, including the plants, the trees, the animals, the insects, all of them were completely enlivened with Krishna consciousness.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 进入到 Jarikanda 森林的时候，森林当中所有的草木、花果、动物、无论是植物、动物全都他们的 Krishna 知觉全都苏醒过来了，他们充满着 Krishna 知觉的活力。
And it's interesting to note that a living entity, apart from human beings, like an animal, even a dog, a cat, any sort of animal, a horse, when they hear the Maha Mantra,or when they come in contact with the process of Bhakti Yoga, they can express Krishna consciousness very rapidly.
那其实这些动物们，无论是狗啊、马呀、猫呀什么的，其实当他们听到圣名的时候，还有就是圣名的时候，或者说他们接触到就是奉爱服务的时候，其实他们就会有非常迅速的一种反应。
But sometimes you can speak to a human being for hours, if not days, weeks and months, and they still won't express any appreciation.
但是呢，如果你对着一个人日日夜夜的，可能好长的时间去跟他讲有关于这个灵性的这个知识，但是呢，过了很久很久很多年，他甚至还是没有任何欣赏之心。
Which means that there is a huge predominance of the false ego.
这就说明了他的这个假我占据了上风。
And as Prabhupada says, you cannot wake up a person who is pretending to sleep.
就像是他爸爸说的一样，你是没有办法叫醒一个装睡的人的。
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied to Sanatana Goswami, Jivera Swarupa Hoi, Krishnara Nida Prakash. It's a very straightforward answer, very clear. It is the living entity's constitutional position to be an eternal servant of Krishna.
那么其他的马哈帕布呢，他的这个回答是直截了当的，他 他首先就是指出这个生物体的一个天性，就是 Krishna 的仆人。找不到比这更好的答案了。
If you, anyone ask, who am I? You're an eternal servant of Krishna.
那么如果说一个人问你说我是谁，你的答案就是你是 Krishna 永恒的仆人。
So then you may ask, well, if I am an eternal servant of Krishna, how come I'm not serving Krishna 24 hours a day?
如果你提出了这样的一个问题的话，你可能其实会问的就是说，那既然我是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人，为什么我做不到一天24小时的服务 Krishna 呢？
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you are an eternal servant of Krishna, but you are part of his marginal energy.
他解释的马哈萨布多解释说呢，你虽然是 Krishna 的一个永恒的仆人，但是呢，你又是他的边际能量的一部分。
You are of the same nature of Krishna, but minute quantity.
你的本性和 Krishna 是一样的，但是从量上而言，却是极其微小的。
And because of that minute position, there is a tendency to beOvercome by the material energy.
因为是如此的渺小，所以呢，就有一种倾向，容易被这个物质的虚幻的能量所覆盖。
So this section of the conversation is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu establishes very clearly the origin of the living entities.
所以呢，齐坦纳马哈帕布在这里其实就是明确的。指出了生物体的缘起。
And oftentimes this is something that to this day bewilders all scientists, all philosophers, all religionists.
有关于生物体的这个源头的这个问题，其实就是古往今来一直困扰的这些科学家、哲学家、宗教人士的一个问题。
People just don't have that answer. What is the origin of the living entity?
是生物体的源头是什么？这就是人们把
You come from, how will you know where you are going?
如果你不知道自己的源头，不知道自己的来源的话，你又怎么知道将何去何从呢？
This is why transcendental knowledge is.So important.
这就是为什么超然的知识极其的重要。
Even Krishna says himself in the Bhagavad Gita, "Nahi jnana sadrisham pavitram idyam uchate." Then transcendental knowledge.
就算是 Krishna， 他也在《薄伽梵歌》当中明确的指出，没有比超然知识更高的了。
And in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, transcendental knowledge is compared to a sword.
那在圣典《薄伽梵歌》的开篇中有一个比喻，就是超然的知识好像是一把利剑。
A very sharp sword that cuts the knots of misunderstanding and illusion.
这是斩断误解和幻念的一把利剑。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that the living entity, which is you and I, us, we are spiritual, eternal by nature, but we have a marginal position where we can either turn towards spirituality or turn towards material existence. And it is very clear, without a doubt, that the reason why we are in this material world is because we've made the decision to turn towards material existence.
那为什么呢？ 我们会现在这个物质世界之中来到这个物质世界呢，毫无疑问我们当初就是转向了物质能量。
But it's not because we are covered by material energy that we don't have the potential to turn again towards the spiritual energy.
那这并不是因为我们被物质的能量所完全的覆盖了，我们就没有这种能力再次转向灵性的能量了。
Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita, aparayani tasvanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhuta mahabaho,Yayedam darate jagat. Besides these inferior energies, almighty armed Arjuna, there is another which comprises the living entities who are exploiting the resources of this material inferior nature.
那在这接下来他就说了一段话，这段话呢其实是来自于薄伽梵歌，意思就是说地力强大的阿朱呢，除了低等能量，我还有一种高等能量，由开发这个物质自然的生物体所组成。
So again, Krishna has three energies, spiritual energy, which is superior, material energyWhich is inferior, and the living entities who are marginal energy.
所以说呢 ，Krishna 其实就是有这样三大能量。第一个能量呢，就是它的更高的这个灵性能量，被称为高等能量。那么还有低等能量，就是物质能量。然后就是生物体，生物体就是边际能量。
I am very sorry, and I apologize if.We are not hearing of very sweet transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, but unless we understand these technical points, we won't be able to appreciate those pastimes fully.
那很抱歉，我们现在可能没有给大家再讲非常甜蜜的、非常动人的 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他的同友们这些奉献者们的甜美的逍遥时光，但是呢我们还是得要去了解这些哲学的要点，如果对这些哲学的体旨没有理解的话，那我们是不可能去欣赏和品味他们的逍遥时光的。
And this is the beauty of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
那这正是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Charitamrita有恒的 Chaitanya 经的美妙之处。
That's why Chaitanya Charitamrita is the ultimate study.
所以呢，这个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经呢，就被称为是终极的研习。
Because it includes all levels of knowledge from the very basic explanation, philosophical explanation, to the highest level of.Spiritual ecstasy.
因为它囊括所有，从最基本的、最严谨的这个哲学的义理开始，一直到最高的狂喜。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taking us through the ABC.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，现在就要带着我们从这个最基础的 ABC 开始学习。
So what he mentions when he quotes the Bhagavad Gita.Krishna says the living entity, which is you and I, we are exploiting the resources of this material nature.
那么就是说呢，在薄伽梵歌里，也就是讲到，就是我们这样的一些生物体呢，就是在开发，在奴役的这个物质的能量。
So why do we want to exploit material resources? Where is this need coming from?
那为什么我们想要去开发去驾驭这种物质的这个能量呢？这样的一种倾向是从何而来的呢？
Krishna bule se jiva anadi bahir mukha daiva maya thare deya samsara dukha. Forgetting Krishna, the living entity has been attracted by the external feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energyMaya gives him all kinds of misery in material existence.
但是因为生物体呢，其实从无法追忆的时代，从太初开始就遗忘了 Krishna， 因此呢，就被这个就是物质的外在性所深深的吸引，因此呢，这些虚幻的能量 Maya 就在他的物质生存中给了他各种各样的痛苦。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses anadi bahir mukha. Anadi bahir mukha means you can't even trace how far back the living entity have turned their backs to Krishna.
那在这里用了一个梵文，就是 anadi bahir mukha， 意思就是说从无法追忆的年代，有时候我们说从太初以来，就是说生物体呢，它已经就背离了 Krishna。
So we can make a very simple experiment. You can make it today if the sun is out.
所以说我们可以举一个很简单的例子，你可以试验一下今天这个太阳有没有出来。
If you stand in front of the sunshine,
如果你站在这个太阳的面前，
where will the shadow of your body be?
那么如果你面对太阳的时候，你的影子会投在哪里？
Obviously, your shadow will be behind you.
那很显然的，你的这个影子就会投在你的身后。
You try that. You try to do that. You'll see. You just turn your head around. You'll see your shadow.
这很简单的，你只要面对太阳就行了。然后呢，你就会再转过身来，你就会看到这个影子就在你的面前。
Now, if you turn your back to the sun,
但是你要是背对着太阳，
where will your shadow be?
那你的这个影子又会在哪里呢？
Right in front of you.
这个影子就在你的面前了。
So, when you turn your back to Krishna, a better logical example than that.
换句话说，如果你背离着 Krishna 的话，你就要面对你面前的这个黑暗。那没有比这个更加符合逻辑的一个答案，一个比喻了。
This is why Prabhupada wrote in the heading of the Back to Godhead magazine, in the logo on top, he says, come out of darkness and come into light.
But,
Come out of darkness. Okay, you say it.
那就是说，在这个回归选手的这个杂志的上的一句话，就是上帝是光明，无知是黑暗。
In India, everybody knows this Sanskrit line, which is Tamasima Jyotirgama.
That's mantra during the class, at the beginning of the class.
Yeah.
就是说在印度的话，如果你去上瑜伽课的时候，开始加课的这个开场的时候，就会带领大家去念一个这样的一段 mantra.
Tamasti Ma Jyotirgama Om Shantihi.
Yes.
So tamasi means ignorance.
Tamasi 的意思就是愚昧无知。
And jyotir means light.
Jyotir 的意思呢，就是
光明。From darkness come into light.
就是说呢，从无知的黑暗走向知识的光明。
But how do we understand light in Krishna consciousness is knowledge.
那什么叫做光明呢？从 Krishna 知觉的意义而言，这就是知识。
If you have knowledge, you are not in ignorance, you have no fear, and you know where you're going.
那当你有了这个知识的话呢，你就去除了这个愚昧，然后呢，你就知道你会去什么地方。You know where you're going, you
no fear,
你就没有了恐惧。
So, this is so simple, so logical. When you turn your back on Krishna, you see your shadow, which is darkness. And when it's darkness, it's illusion. And that illusion brings all kinds of material miseries.
这个是一个非常简单的一个道理。假如说你背对太阳，也就是说你背对 Krishna 的 话呢，那么呢，你就要面对这个你的这个黑暗，就是这种愚昧无知，这种迷幻，迷幻的这种能量，这样呢，随之而来的就是物质的种种痛苦。
Now, in that condition, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues, the living entity can go to higher planets, lower planets, or these planets, and they just experience one life after another in different species.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就继续说了呢，如果是在这样的一种物质的境况下，那生物体呢，它有的时候就会生转到高等的星球，有时候会堕落到地狱的星球，低等星球，那有的时候就停留在现在所在的这个地球这样的中等的星球。
And then he gives an amazing example.
然后呢，生物体呢，它就会进入到各种各样的生物种族当中轮转生死。那么接下来呢，他又给了一个例子。
And he gives the example of a criminal who is punished by the king.
他就举了一个罪犯的例子，一个被国王严惩的一个罪犯的例子。
So sometimes the king or the police will catch someone, a criminal who did something wrong.
那一个犯人，他要是犯法了的话呢，那这个国王或者是这个警察，他就会逮住他。
And they will question the criminal.
他们呢就会质问这个罪人。
So that the criminal can tell the truth.
罪犯哈，就是让他坦白。
But oftentimes criminals will lie.
让他坦白真相，但是这个罪犯呢，很多时候呢，他都会撒谎。
So there is a process which is even known today as a technique, very famous.
所以呢，他们就用了一个刑法，一个方法。一直到今天都被认为是极其有效。
And it is called waterboarding.
那就是说呢，把这个人呢，就给他去摁到这个水里面去。
And it's being used especially with prisoners of war.
特别是在战争期间的一些囚犯。
And sometimes governments are accused of using this method that they call actually a human torture.
他们对这种战犯惯用的一种手法，实际上呢是对人的一种折磨。
And this technique was actually used by the Americans when they caught prisoners from the Muslim countries.
然后呢，这是美国人他们惯用的一个手段，当他们抓住一些穆斯林国家的一些犯人的时候，他们就对这个战犯施行这样的一种方法。
And they were accused of using this technique as torture called waterboarding.
The Americans accused.
Yes.
那现在呢，就是说美国呢也被人们就是指责用这样的一种酷刑。
They said it is not human.
就认为这个是违背人性的。
So the technique is that you submerge the person under the water for some time, and then when they can't stay under the water, you pull them out, let them breathe a little bit, and put them back into the water.
就是你把这个人先摁到这个水里，那他都快要窒息而死的时候呢，就快要死了的时候，你把他的脑袋又给他瞪出来，这样呢他就喘上几口气，还没怎么着，然后你又把他摁到这个水里面去，就这样反反复复。
Well, this method has been used by the material energy since time immemorial.
那实际上呢，从无法追忆的时间开始呢，这个我们的物质能量就是一直这样对待我们的。
Yes, not literally speaking, but materially speaking, this is what the living entity experiences all the time.
当然呢，就是说这个物质的能量呢，它其实就是以用这种水形的这种方法来对待我们这些生物体。当然不是说真实的把我们给摁到这个水里去。但是其效果就是一样的。
And this analogy is used to demonstrate how people are deriving their material pleasure.
那么经常呢用这样的一个例子来说明在这个物质世界的生物体是怎么去获取他们的世俗快乐的。
When actually pleasure is another side of the coin of unhappiness.
其实快乐和痛苦就好像是一个硬币的两面一样，是相对的。
In other words, if you think that you are happy, it's only for a little time, because what will follow happiness will be distress.
换句话说，如果你现在觉得非常快乐的话，那实际上它也是短暂、稍纵即逝的。很快呢，接下来就是痛苦或者不快乐。
So what people call happiness is equal to the person who's been taken out of the water to take a deep breath and back into the water.
所以说人们经常所说的这个快乐就好比是从这个水里面被拉出来，然后呢使劲的喘上一大口气，那个瞬间的感觉，很快这个人他又被摁到水里去了。
So Prabhupada explained that the living entity is actually Nitya Mukta. Nitya means eternal and Mukta means liberated.
这个帕帕呢这个生物体说实际上是 Nitya MuktaNitya 的意思就是有，好 ，Mukta 的意思是解，就是说呢，这个生物体呢，其实原本是永恒解脱的。
So when one turns to Krishna, he becomes Nitya Mukta.
如果一个人他转向了 Krishna 的话，那他就是 Nitya Mukta 永恒解脱的。
And when one turns their back from Krishna, they become Nitya Baddha.
那如果说呢一个生物体它背离了 Krishna 的话就被称为 Nitya Baddha.
Nitya Baddha means eternally
bound.
Yes.
Nitya Baddha 的意思就是永恒被束缚的。
But there's no such a thing as eternally conditioned. It's just a figure of speech that says it's been so longthat the conditioned soul has been entangled in material energy, that it's as good as being eternal.
其实呢，这个也不是说这个永恒的被束缚的这样子的一个概念哈，不能说就是它是真正的就是指的是永恒的，只不过是说这个物质世界太漫长了，从生物体一到堕入到这个物质世界的时候，它就是被捆绑起来，它就是被局限住的，被受条件限制的。所以说呢，从这个漫长的这个时间来说，就好比是永恒一样。那生物体原本它是永恒的。
And it's very interesting because when you look in terms of time, time is a material energy.
那我们来听一下时间，时间它是一种永恒的能量。
And time means that.You are entangled for such a long time that you can't even trace back when your entanglement started.
所以呢，这个时间呢，就好比是永恒的，以至于你都没有办法追溯到你最初的时候是怎么被束缚的。
When you reach liberation, when you reach pure Krishna consciousness, time.Literally disappears, and it's just as if you had fallen asleep for 1 second.
那么，当你获得了这个 Krishna 之觉，转向了这个 Krishna 之后呢，就好像这个时间就不复存在了。就好比你在这个物质世界的这个漫长的时间，就好比是你打瞌睡的那个一个小盹儿一样。你就是打了一个小盹，然后你就马上醒过来了。
So, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that because the living turn their back on Krishna, now they are on their own. They have to deal with the material energy on their own.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，意思是说，因为生物体选择了背离 Krishna 呢，现在呢。 他们只能是孤身一人去面对物质能量了。
So it becomes a constant struggle. It's a battle with the material energy from one body to the other.
所以呢，这个生物体呢，它就在独自的去面对这个物质能量啊，从一个生物体转到另外一个生物体的形体之中，然后呢，就不断的这样苦苦挣扎。
And Prabhupada often tell that short story to illustrate this. He says,sometimes you see a young, he is loitering in the street.
嗯，那释迦帕帕呢，经常说这么一个小故事。有的时候呢，你看到一小伙子在街上有
looking completely lost, no destination, no home.
看上去就是说漫无目的的，这个人看上去也是无家可归的。
And then another person comes along and says, I know you.
接着又来了另外一个人，他对这个小伙子说呢，我认识你。
You are the son of such and such.
你是谁谁谁的儿子。
I know that your father is a very wealthy and very famous
man. 你的父亲是一个非常显赫的人物。
So what are you doing here, loitering in the street, being like a...
那你为什么会这样呢？现在在这个大街上，就像一个流浪汉一样的，闲逛。
So this is the condition in which spiritual seekers find themselves in.
所以说呢，现在这个就好像是那些灵性的追寻者，那些求索者，他们也是这样的一种状态。
In other words, there are different categories of human beings. Some human beings are having an absolutely good time in the material world as if it's never going to end.
那有一些人的生活状态就是这样的，好像就是在这个物质世界里面尽情的享受人生，就好像是这个物质世界永远不会结束，就是好像他可以一直在这个世界
And then there are those who, after many lifetimes of trying to fight the material energy, come to the point of exhaustion.
那还有一些人呢，他们生生世世的在这个物质的能量中挣扎，然后呢，就是试图去击败这个物质世界，以至于呢，他们已经是精疲力尽了。
And they are looking for a way out.
所以呢，他们都想找到一个出口，找到一个解脱的途径。
So these people who are looking for a way out fall into four categories.
那这些想要寻找出口的人，他们也可以分为四类。
One are the karmis.
第一类被称为 karmi， 业报工作者。
Who perform good activities.
他们呢会做一些好事。
One are the gyanis.
第二类呢，就被称为 Yani，
who cultivate knowledge, spiritual knowledge.
四辩者，他们会培养一些知识，培养一定程度的灵性知识。
One are the yogis.
第三类呢，就称为 yogi，
who try to elevate themselves by meditation.
加师呢，就是通过冥想的这个方法，试图得到一种自我提升。
And one is the bhakta.
第四类人呢，就被称为 Bhakta， 也就是奉献者。
Who comes to the conclusion that since I am an eternal servant, of my prime duty is to serve Krishna.
那么就是他们呢，就觉悟到了，得到了这样的一个结论。那因为我是一个永恒的这个灵魂，所以呢，我最重要的这个。我的最重要的要做的这件事情就是去服务，我是就是那永恒的仆人。
So after explaining the eternal position of the living entity who are spirit souls, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now moves on to the next phase with how do you get out.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，首先先解释了这个受条件限制的灵魂。他原本的这种永恒的这种本性然后 谈到了这个束缚，然后呢接下来他要说的就是这样的生物体应当怎么样得到解脱。
And this is where we begin to understand that even though we have independence and free choice, even though we may feel that we are completely alone in the ocean of material existence, actually Krishna is with us constantly.
那这要说的就是说，即便是我们觉得自己是独立自主的，或者说觉得自己是独自的在这个物质的能量当中沉浮的，沉沉浮浮，那么但是呢，实际上 Krishna 从来都没有离开过我们。
Krishna is only waiting for a sign from the conditioned souls to say, okay, now I turn to you.
Krishna 他一直在等待着受局限的这些灵魂所发出的一个信号，那就是说啊，现在我要离开，就是我要离开这个物质世界。Now I want to get out.
Yes. So when we make the decision, then Krishna has everything ready to help.
当我们做好了这个准备的时候 ，Krishna 他已经想好了帮助我们解决问题的所有的方法。
Now in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says there are four kinds of people who come to me.
那在佛家颂歌当中呢 ，Krishna 他讲到有四种人会接近他。
Chatur Vidha Bhajante Mam Jnana Sukritino Arjuna.
Yeah.
He says there's one who is in material distress.
那 Krishna 他就是说到呢。有这样四种人，一种人呢就是苦恼者，就是在物质上他遇到了很多困苦的人，这样的一个世俗的苦恼者。
There's one who comes out of curiosity.
第二类呢被称为好奇好问者。
There's one who comes for material opulence.
还有一类呢是求财者，就是追求财富的人。
And one comes because of knowledge.
第四类呢是追求知识的人。
He says, all of them are very dear to me.
这四类人都对我非常的亲切。
But this, he says, the one who comes for knowledge is very dear to me.
但是他也说到就是追求知识的人对他来说是最挚爱的。
So,Here is what Krishna has ready for us when we make the decision to turn to Him.
所以说呢，当我们做好了这个决定要转向 Krishna 的时候呢，他已经为我们做了下面的准备。
Sadhu Shastra Kripaya Yadi Krishna Mukhe Hoy Se Jiva Nishthare Maya Tahare Chadai.If the conditioned souls becomes Krishna conscious by the mercy of saintly persons who voluntarily preach scriptural injunctions and help him to become Krishna conscious, the conditioned soul is liberated from the clutches of Maya who gives him up.
那这句话的意思就是说，如果急着一位主动的去传播经典的教导。并且帮助别人获得 Krishna 知觉的圣人的仁慈，一个受条件限制的灵魂得到了 Krishna 知觉，那么他就会摆脱 Maya 虚幻能量的钳制，得到解脱。
So here, two elements are there, sadhu and shastra. One is the help of a Krishna conscious person.And that Krishna conscious person will give constant knowledge.
在这里就是说到了一个是 sadhu, 一个是 shastra, 圣人和就是经典。首先呢这个圣人他是具备的这个 Krishna 知觉的。还有一个呢他是会赐予你灵性知识的这个经典。
So, sadhu is the person who knows how to swim,and can save a person who's drowning.
那 sadhu 就是那个擅长游泳的人，他可以帮助你 在你在海里面快淹死的时候，他可以把你救出来。
And Shastra is the knowledge of where we come from.
那 Shastra 呢，就是有关于我们从哪里来这样的知识。
So, in other words, it is not possible for a conditioned soul to come out of material illusion unless they get the help of a devotee.
所以换句话说呢，一个受条件限制的灵魂，除非能够得到奉献者的帮助，否则是不可能如此的有这种能力去摆脱虚幻能量，从这种物质的能量中解脱出来的。
And then Prabhupada gives a very nice reference in the purport, which is coming from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
在释迦牟尼佛呢，在这个要旨当中呢，他就是提到了。圣典婆伽瓦坛的第十一篇中的一个十节。
And this verse explains the symptoms of one who is recovering from material disease.
在这个十节里面，就是讲到了一个从物质的摆脱了物质疾病，逐渐恢复的一个人身上所表现出来的一些征象。
Bhakti pareshanu bhavo viraktir anyatra chaisatrika ekkala prapadya manasya yatashnata syus tushti pushti kshud apayo mugasham. Devotion, direct experience of the Supreme Lord, and detachment from other things, these three occur simultaneously for one who has taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.In the same way that pleasure, nourishment, and relief from hunger come simultaneously and increasingly with each bite for a person engaged in eating. Understand?
那么这一段话的意思就是说呢，对于一个已经脱离了至尊人格守神的人而言，就是他的身上就会有三个直接的表现。第一个就是奉爱，第二个是对至尊主的直接的感悟，直接的体验。第三个就是从其他物质事物中，就是弃绝其他的物质事物，或者说是不依附其他的这个事物。这就好比一个饥饿的人，当他在进食的时候，他每吃一口，他的就会获得快乐、营养和从饥饿中的缓解。
Okay, so this means that when we engage in the process of Bhakti Yoga, we have a direct experience of Krishna, even if it's not a very strong experience.It is a direct experience, and that brings detachment from material life.
那换句话说，就是说，当一个人他去从事奉爱服务的时候，他会有一种对至尊主的一种直接的经验，一种体验。然后呢，这样的一种体验就会让他，摆脱对物质事物的依附。
As long as we don't commit offenses.
但是这个有一个前提，就是我们不冒犯。
So then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quotes again the Bhagavad Gita, where he says, Krishna says, this material energy is mine. And if you want to overcome that material energy, you have to get my help. You can't do it on your own.
那么接下来呢，就是说了《薄伽梵歌》里的一个类似的世界。就是说呢，就是这个物质世界是由我的能量组成构成的，如果你想摆脱这个物质能量的话，你只能求助于我，你不可能求助于其他人。
So then he says the conditioned souls cannot revive their Krishna consciousness on their own, but Krishna is very merciful. He has given transcendental knowledge.
那就是接下来就是说呢。就是这个灵魂凭着一己之力是不可能复苏 Krishna 知觉的，但是呢，主 Krishna 却是非常的仁慈的， 他给予了我们超然的知识。
So we have Krishna give us knowledge, Krishna gives us the devotees.
所以呢 ,Krishna 他赐予了我们知识,也赐予了我们奉献者。
Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janava Krishna Mora Prabhu Tratta Jivera Hoy Jnana. The conditioned soul who is forgetful gets education about Krishna consciousness in the association of the spiritual master, but also with the help of the super soul within the heart.
说受条件限制的灵魂本性是非常健忘的，但是他通过这个灵性的知识的指导啊，通过一位觉悟的灵性导师的引导，而且呢，他从内心当中呢，又获得这个超灵的指引。
So now we have three helps: devotees, knowledge, and Krishna within the heart.
所以呢，现在呢，作为奉献者，他就可以获得来自于三个方面的帮助。第一个就是知识，第二个就是奉献者，第三个呢，就是内心中的超灵。
I mean, it's amazing when you think about it that all we have to do is just turn back to face Krishna, and instantly we get help.
所以你仔细的想一想的话，这真的是不可思议的。其实你要做的只不过是转一个身，转向 Krishna， 然后你立刻就能够获得极大的帮助。
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says this kind of this process is now going on three levels.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，接下来就是说这样的一个程序呢，它要分为三步。
Veda Shastra kahe sambandha abideya prayojana.Krishna Prapya Sambandha Bhakti Prakhyera Sadhana. So, Vedic literatures give information of the living entity's eternal relationship with Krishna, which is called Sambandha. So Sambandha means the nature of this world, the nature of the conditioned soul, and the nature of Krishna. That's Sambandha, preliminary knowledge.
这段话的意思就是说呢，韦达经典呢给予了有关生物体的和 Krishna 之间永恒关系的信息，那么这个就被称为 Sambandha。那意思就是说呢，生物体的本性、物质自然的本性和 Krishna 的本性，也就是说这个最基础的这个知识。
So Sambandha, for example, Bhagavad Gita is Sambandha. It gives us preliminary basic knowledge about who we are, who is Krishna, what is this material energy.
所以说呢，就是就好比《博伽梵歌》Bhagavad Gita， 它就是Sambandha。在《博伽梵歌》中，就给我们解释了我们是谁 ，Krishna 是谁，这个自然的自然能量是谁。
The next level is Abideya, means now that I have understood who I am and who is Krishna, now I want to engage in practical devotional service, bhakti yoga, to understand my relationship with Krishna.
接下来就是被称为 Abideya. Abideya 的意思就是说你已经理解了你是谁，你也理解了，了解了 Krishna 是谁。好，那么你现在呢，就是想投入到奉爱服务当中，通过这个奉爱服务的这个修习的程序去理解你作为这个个体和 Krishna 之间的关系，永恒的关系。
So Abideya is a phase when we get realization by practical application of the process of bhakti.
那 Abideya 的意思就是借助于在这个奉爱服务当中的一些实践，一些实际的程序而去获得觉悟。
And then the ultimate goal is called prayojana, which is attaining pure love for Krishna.
那最后这个终极就被称为 prayojana， 意思就是说呢，你就达到了这个终极的目标了，那就是对 Krishna 对主的纯粹的爱。
So on the level of prayojana, we actually taste the highest level of pure love in a very specific relationship.
所以呢，在这个 prayojana 的这个阶段的话呢，我们就可以就是达到了对 Krishna 的一种非常纯粹的甘露般的爱。
And that relationship becomes very intimate.
那这样的这个境界的时候，和 Krishna 之间的那种关系就是非常的亲近的。
So this, in a nutshell, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presentation of the origin of the living entity, the condition they find themselves in, and how they can get out of that condition.
所以呢，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu在这里说到的这个一席话，就是说，整个就是一个分析。首先是谈到了这个生物体，这个原本的这个来源是什么，这个源头是怎么回事。然后第二个又讲到了生物体是怎么样被局限的，被束缚的。第三个是如何从这种局限当中跳脱出来，摆脱出来。
And what he is going to do next is he's going to tell a story to Sanatana Goswami.
那他接下来呢，就给 Sanatana Goswami 讲了一个故事。
To illustrate the point that he had just made.
他用这个故事来说明他刚才所说的要点。
So we will tell the story next time.
那这个故事呢，我们留待下一次来讲。
And we will stop here. Hare Krishna.
今天我们的讲课的主体的部分就到这里。
We have one question from Rajendra Das Prabhu.
Yes. 第一个问题来自 Rajendra Prabhu. 感恩他部的讲课和翻译，知识非常的重要。获取知识的方法有几种，不一定必须通过读他部派的书获取知识吧。不喜欢看书，听课可以获取吗？放松可以获取知识吗？谢谢。Thank you very much for your class. You said that knowledge is very important. Are there different ways to attain knowledge? Not necessary. We don't have to read to get knowledge through reading Srila Prabhupada's book, right? If we don't like reading books, we can also listen to a class to get the knowledge. We can also get knowledge through chanting. Is that right?Very much.
This is a little bit vague.
这个有一些模棱两可，有一些模糊。
Through chanting, you don't get knowledge. Through chanting, you get realization.
应该来说，确切的说呢，你是通过唱诵来得到觉悟，而不是通过唱诵得到知识。
Hearing from others who are giving knowledge.Is also beneficial.
那去聆听那些传递知识的人，这个对你也是有帮助的。
I mean, if you want to say that some people don't like to read books, but they like to hear, then yes, they do benefit.
那如果你说有一些人，他们的确是不喜欢看书的，但是他们喜欢听课，那当然了，听课的话也是同样的可以受益。
And there's something very interesting that we don't hear about very often, which was spoken by Rupa Goswami.
Which was spoken by Rupa Goswami, but
yeah,
we don't hear very much.
That's right.
那就是 Rupa Goswami 他实际上说了一个东西，但是我们平常又不太听到的。
And Rupa Goswami says that the best type of knowledge.
Rupa Goswami 他说呢，最佳的一种知识。
Your own.
就是你自己的经验，你自己的体验。
In other words, you can become realized by experience, but as long as that experience is based on the process of bhakti.
那就是说呢，你是可以通过自己的经验去获得知识的，但是有一个前提，就是你的这个体验经验是要基于 bhakti.
Because let's not forget that there are literally unlimited number of jivas of conditioned souls.
那因为我们要知道这个受条件限制的灵魂可以说是不计其数。
And therefore, Krishna has unlimited ways to reciprocate.
所以呢 ，Krishna 去回报受条件限制灵魂的方式也是不计其数的。
So knowledge applies to everyone.
那这个知识呢，是适用于每一个人的，每一个生物体的。
And by the mercy of the acharyas, we also understand that they also give different methods. How are we going to become self-realized?
那急着这个，急着这个圣人 ，by the
In other words, they explain what are the symptoms.
By the mercies of the
No. It's not by the mercy. Well, it is their mercy, but they write down exactly what is the method.
那这些 acharya 们，这些圣人们呢，他们就是通过文字的这个形式写到了很多很多，写到了很多的文字。那么通他呢，在这些书籍里面也给了无数的不同的受条件限制的灵魂以各种各样的方式帮助他们能够获得灵性的这个觉悟。那他们通过这种方法给予了我们巨大的仁慈。
And they are specific symptoms.
那么还是有一些就是特定的真相可寻的。
This is what when we discuss the whole Madhurya Kadambini, the tree.
那就是我们就像我们前面讲到的 Madhurya Kadambini, 就是说到的这棵树。
There are different levels of purification, so you are expected to realize certain things at different times.
所以说呢，这个觉悟也好像是一棵大树一样的，从根部往树冠，它在不同的这个阶段呢。它是有不同的表现的，然后对应的是你不同层面的觉悟。
But we have to understand that Krishna has a specific and unique relationship with each living entity that no one else has.
那我们要知道，就是 Krishna 他和每一个生物体都是有一种非常特定的、独一无二的这种关系。
So we each have our own way.To go through self-realization.
所以呢，我们每一个人呢，要获得一种自我觉悟呢，必定都要经历不同的历程。
But we need that basic transcendental knowledge to guide us.
但是呢，每一个生物体它都需要一种超然的知识作为这个基石，作为我们的一个指引。
Whether it's through books or through hearing or through association.
不管是通过书籍。还是通过跟奉献者的联谊，还是通过聆听等等，都是要有这个获取超然知识的这个基础作为一个起点。
Don't give up.
So we still have to read Prabhupada's books because Prabhupada's books gives the essence.
Yes.
所以说我们还是得要去读Srila Prabhupada的这个书籍的，因为Srila Prabhupada的书里面，它实际上就是浓缩了。这些超然知识的精华是一种最直接的方式。下一个问题来自于 Sumuki Radha Dasi， 感恩帕布和 Mataji 的精彩讲课。请问我们对奉爱服务的品位是和前世修行的进程有直接的关系的吗？Okay, the question is our taste for the bhakti service.Is related to our process of spiritual practice from the past lives or not? Is there any direct connection?
Of course, there is a direct connection.
是啊，的确是有这个直接的关系的。
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Yesham tvam takatam papam jnanam punya karmanam tetvam dvayanyam muktam bhajante mandridavrataha." Based on the devotional pious activities from previous life and this life, one gets the determination to serve Krishna.
就是基于前世和今生的一些虔诚的活动，一个人便相应的获得从事奉献服务的信心和决心。I didn't finish the question. 我刚才的那个问题还有一半没有读完。有些人一接触 Krishna 的知觉就如获至宝，完 全的投入，而有些人则需要经历比较漫长的引导和断断续续的反复，很多人也不能获得很大的进步，这是什么原因？ Well, we see some people, as soon as they get in touch with Krishna consciousness, they totally get immersed into it, as if they had been waiting for this treasure house for a long time. While others probably have to go through a long time, through a lot of guidance and ups and downs, back and forth. Maybe after a long time, many years, they still can't make very big progress. So why is that? Why there are two different kind of process?
There's not two different processes. There are millions of different ways people experience their journey back to Krishna.
就是每一个人他回到 Krishna 那里的这个历程其实都是截然都是不相同的，就是千变万化的。
Because it depends on how many unwanted material desires are sitting within the heart.
这个取决于每一个人内心当中的那些污染物质的欲望有多少。
Some people, they come to Krishna consciousness, they still have so many material attachments.
就是有一些人他们进入这个 Krishna 知觉的时候呢，他们还带着大量的这个物质欲望，物质依附。
And when you begin to practice Krishna consciousness, it's like looking at yourself in the mirror.
那这个 Krishna 知觉的这个开始，就好比是你在镜子里面对的自己。
Associating with devotees is like looking at yourself in a mirror.
那么当你和奉献者在联谊的时候，也好比是照镜子。
Coming in front of the deities or coming in front of the spiritual master is like looking at yourself in the mirror.
来到这个神像的面前，来到灵性导师的面前，也好比是照镜子。
That's why all these elements are there to help us go through these ups and downs.
所以说呢，就要有这么多来自各个方向的这个帮助，帮助我们。去克服这种起起伏伏。
And for some other devotees, they come to Krishna consciousness, the heart is almost completely clean.
有一些人当他们加入到 Krishna 知觉中的时候，他这个内心呢，已经几乎已经是非常的纯净的了。
And they just have a few material desires that they can get rid of very quickly.
然后呢，他们只是说有还有一些比较少的这个物质欲望，那这些物质欲望呢，它比较轻松的就可以把它除尽了。
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written about all these different levels of progress.
那这些进步的不同的。阶段呢，在 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 那里呢，曾经有过阐释。
And he explains which kind of material desires are expected to go at which stage of spiritual advancement.
那么他呢，就是说到了在这个泛爱服务的这个过程当中，在哪一个阶段可能会遇到什么样的这个障碍。
Because there are some material attachments that are really visible. You can really see them. They are very gross.
有些这个就是障碍，物质的这个障碍，可以说是一目了然的，清晰可见的。
And then you have some very subtle ones that you cannot see.
那些就比较粗糙，但是呢，还有一些是非常的隐蔽的。就是几乎看不见的。
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains which ones are the gross ones and which ones are the subtle ones.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他就解释说，哪些是属于粗糙的这个障碍啊，哪些是属于这个精微的。
So we go through each one of them, and sometimes we think some other people they have it much easier, but we have to wait because the subtle attachment can come up anytime.
其实有的时候呢，我们就知道我们每一个人都要一关一关的过。那有时候你看到另外一个人，好像在这个Krishna的知觉当中突飞猛进了，非常的顺利。但是呢，你要知道接下来可能就会是一个非常精微的那个物质障碍，难以逾越的在等着他。
And all this really boils down to one thing.
最后呢，就是归结一点。
Top cure is our chanting of Hare Krishna.
是我们的 Hare Krishna 曼陀罗的念诵究竟有多么的纯净。
This is how you know the level of advancement of a devotee is the quality of their chanting.
你看一个奉献者是否是真正的进步了，或者说在一个什么样的层面上面，你只要去看他念诵的质量就知道了。
It's not the external expression.
不是他这种外在的表达表现。
It's not the erudition.
也不是他的渊博的学识。
It's not the results of so many good results in devotional service.
也不是他在奉爱服务中的丰功伟绩。
It's the quality of the chanting.
而是他的念诵的质量。
That's how you know how advanced the person is.
就是你通过一个人的念诵的质量，就能知道这个人进步到什么程度。这个是决定性的。
Finished. 下一个问题来自于 Veda Vati David Dasi， 感恩帕布和翻译，在梵歌第五篇第二十。第五章第二三十节中说，在离开现实躯体之前，人若能经受住物质感官的强烈的冲动，才能快乐于世。这不是说只要活着就一直要控制感官，包括任何人。这是不是说只要活着就一直要控制着感官，包括任何人？
There's a verse in chapter 5.And verse 23 of Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
Don't disappear. Don't. 老师找一下那个师姐哈，她那个屏幕消失了。
And
just find it.
Okay, I find it.
Before giving up this present body, if one is able to tolerate the urge of the material senses and check the force of desire and anger, he is well situated and is happy in this world.
Does that mean that in this lifetime, as long as we live in this world, we have to control our senses?
That includes everyone.
Everyone means?
Like everyone has to control his senses.
Well, anyone who...
As long as...He is living in this world.
No. Anyone who is interested to understand spirituality and to experience spirituality, it doesn't matter which path, one must control the senses.
Everyone who wants to experience spirituality.
Anything spiritual.
就是说一个人他只要有这种体验灵性的这种愿望，或者说想要去灵修的话，他不管是哪一个灵修的法门也好，什么样的途径也好，他就必须要控制感官。
This is even in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's mentioned spirituality means mind and sense control. If you don't have that in the control, you have no spiritual life.
那就是圣典薄伽瓦坛里面也是这样明确的指出，灵性就是意味着对感官和心意的控制。如果对感官和心意没有控制的话，那根本就谈不上什么灵性。
So you become a happy person in this world when you are in control of your mind, body, and senses.
就是说，如果你能够在那个物质在这一生当中，在生活在这物质世界的时候，你能够去控制你的。躯体感官和心意的话， 那么你就能够快乐的生活。
But the control of mind, body, and senses are only mechanical tools.
但是呢，如果说你只是一味的去控制你的心意、感官和躯体的话，那么它还只是一种机械的工具，机械的一种程序。
To make progress on the path of Bhakti Yoga, this body, this mind, and those senses must be engaged in Krishna's service.
那么如果说你要在 Bhakti Yoga 泛爱瑜伽泛爱服务上面当中的这条途径上面求取进步的话，你就必须要学会把你的心意感官和躯体都用来为 Krishna 做奉爱服务。
And that's the difference between the Kamis, Jnanis, Yogis, and Bhakta is three of them have to take birth again, the Bhakta does not.
所以说呢，这就说明了这四种人之间的区别，一个就是 Kami, 业报工作者 Jnani, 修炼者，然后就是 Yogi, 瑜伽师和 Bhakta, 奉献者之间的这个区别。前面的这三种人的话就是还得再投身到这个物质世界的，但是一个 Bhakta, 一个真正的奉献者就永远不用回这个物质世界了。
It's like being vegetarian. Vegetarian is not good enough. It's good, but it's not good enough. Eating prasadam, that's the perfection.
就好像仅仅是素食还不够，当然素食本身已经不错，但是呢还不是终极的，最重要的更好的是去荣耀菩萨的，那就比这个素食又近了一步。
So this is how we understand spirituality, means sense control.
这就是我们对所谓灵性主义的一个理解，就是肯定是要对感官有所控制才行。
When it's engaged in Krishna's service,
那就是说呢，怎么样去控制感官呢？是在这个去从事服务、从事奉献服务的同时，自然就控制了这个感官。
Is this another question, or that's the same one? It's the same repeated. It's the same one repeated.
对对 ，yes. 然后 Sumiti Radabasi 问到。新人提问，请问帕布，我感到在进入 Krishna 知觉后色欲比以前更强烈了，这是什么原因呢？ This is a question from a new devotee. He said, I feel that my lust became stronger after I joined Krishna consciousness. Why is that?
It's temporary.
你的这种强烈色欲的感觉其实也只是暂时的。
Because, as I mentioned before, when we are exposed to the process of Bhakti Yoga, it's like looking at ourselves in a mirror.
就好像我前面说的一样，当我们敞开自己去接触 Bhakti 奉爱的这个Krishna 自觉的这个程序的时候，这就好比是我们在这个镜子里面对着自己。
So what we have not used before, now it becomes very obvious.
就是之前可能还有一些模糊不清的东西，不是那么清楚的东西，现在就跟照镜子一样，一目了然了。
And this is Krishna's way of telling you, you better take care of that issue, otherwise you're not going anywhere.
这个时候实际上是 Krishna 他在跟你说。这个问题你一定要去认真的面对解决，否则的话你将寸步难行。
This is your specific homework.
就是你自己的一个特别的功课。
For some people it will be anger, for some people it will be greed.
那不同的人就不一样了，有些人他可能就是一种贪欲，有些人可能就是一个愤怒的这个问题。
For some people it's envy or jealousy.
还有一些人可能嫉妒就是每一个人他面临的这个突出的问题是不一样的。
And Krishna is pointing the finger at you saying, hey, take care of that lust, get rid of it.
那 Krishna 是这样，现在就是指着你跟你说，你要去面对你的色欲，要把它根除。
Okay, so we'll finish here.
好，那我们今天的讲课就到这里了。
Thank you, Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for translating.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you for all your good questions.
感谢你们提出的好问题。
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Sanatan Goswami Ki Jai. Back on back to Godhead Ki Jai. Kashtadesh Yatra Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Go Premanande Hari Hari Bhav.
在尊特之音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的求餐论经就讲到这里结束。那我们现在讲到的是
Madhya Lila，
which chapter？ Madhya Lila， 就是永恒的求餐论经的这个中篇的逍遥。然后我们讲到的是主求餐论马哈帕布对，教导 Sanatan Goswami 有关。自我觉悟的科学。 Hare Krishna